Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
So this would resolve all of the outstanding issues related to the TIF funds. We would enter into an agreement which would allow the county to spend those funds for children's services. I believe the terminology in the agreement is county youth programs, so that's very broad. It would be in the county's discretion as to how they were spent, so long as they were spent for youth programs. And it would resolve any, you know, dispute with the trust as to those first 2 years and as to whether or not the trust owes the funds or is required to pay the funds.
Now, that's Meredith Bush, and, you know, it may not be the most thrilling audio clip I've ever played, but it's very satisfying in this way. Finally, we can stop talking about this. They're going to... Now, the actual meeting when this took place in the Thursday meeting, the Scammy County Commission meeting, this was the long end result of the constant fighting over the CRA TIF money, the percentage of the tax, the property tax slice of the money on the improved value in the CRAs that was going to the Scammy Children's Trust. And then the county said, no, that's our money. And then there's a lot of back and forth. I'm not going to get into all the details. If you want to, you really understand the political details behind all of this, go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour podcast. John, did I do it in detail then?
Yes, sir. You did.
I just don't have it in me to do it again. a lot of detail. But there were some, and they eventually voted yes. The basic gist of this is that the county is going to stop complaining that the Scammy Children's Trust isn't paying them. The Children's Trust gets an exemption, but the way they use the money is to fund the summer youth program for employment for kids in Escambia County. And that theoretically makes everybody happy because it's going to kids, which is the mission of the Scammy Children's Trust, even though it's not core mission the way it's done. And it's helping kids, which is, you know, theoretically something that Commissioner Kohler had been, you know, talking about quite a bit. And it's the summer youth program, so it's Lumen May's thrill, but he wanted to see us forever, and it didn't get forever. So everybody got a little what they wanted. Nobody got everything they wanted. This is good politics, okay? It just took a long time to get here. In the conversation, though, there were some pieces that came up that I just thought were worth talking about a little bit and don't have to do with the normal stuff we've talked about in this discussion so far. James Washington, who is one of the, I guess he's a program coordinator for one of the programs that does education for kids. It sounds like a great program. I don't know a lot, but he made a comment that I think it's worth paying attention to. And it doesn't necessarily have a lot to do with the overall conversation, but I just thought it was worth taking a moment here. This is what he said.
We deal with at-risk kids in the underserved community. I'm talking about communities where, well, you know, the hospital closed down, so it's not healthcare service for a lot of these people. A lot of people don't have transportation. There are no community schools, especially middle schools, that's very much needed in the community. There are no banks. You know, you got to go all the way downtown or you got to go out to the mall in the community. And to me, the stores that sell food there, it's just not good quality food.
This is true. And this is something that if you're a, you know, even moderately affluent person, you know, let's say middle class, even lower middle class, you don't notice this problem. But, you know, sometimes you used to have the phrase, I think Michelle Obama used to use the phrase like a food desert. Okay. You've heard that phrase, whether you care about it or not, it's a real thing. Like I live in District 3. Okay. I live kind of in the middle of District 3. But near me, there's no grocery stores. There's a convenience store. Not the same. That food is terrible. It's exactly the wrong kind of food. It costs too much and it's worth too little. But it's a business that's willing to be in that environment. Okay? Right? If it were profitable to put a Publix in there, they'd put a Publix in there. It's not profitable to put a Publix in there, so they don't have one. In our area, the closest grocery store to me is the Grocery Outlet on 29 and Brent Lane. And I go there. It's a black grocery store. Almost entirely. When I'm there, I'm one of the few white people that's in there. I like that grocery store. The people are fantastic. The prices are great. But that is the only grocery store anywhere close. And the reason that matters is because if you do not have access to transportation, if you don't have a car, the location of the grocery store matters a lot to you. And that's what I think James Washington is getting at here is, you know, if you have a car, the bank's a mile away, the bank's 10 miles away, the bank's 5 minutes. It doesn't matter. If you don't have a car, it matters. Grocery store, same. Schools, no community schools. In District 3, there aren't community. And community schools differ from a magnet school. Community school is a school that's designed to serve the local residents. Like magnet school, like Brown Barge is in District 3. My kids, two of them went to Brown Barge. We don't live all that far from there. But that's a magnet school that draws from the whole area. That's not the same thing. It doesn't necessarily make sense to build schools there, but the long-term process of not having community schools, especially in impoverished areas, is a bad thing. I mean, that's a bad thing because, again, for residents who might otherwise depend on walking to school or biking to school, now you got to bus them. That's costly. That's time-consuming. You see the sort of the constellation of challenges, all because of poverty. Because of people who don't have the means that, frankly, a lot of us take for granted because it's not a problem you have to solve on a daily. When it is a problem you have to solve on a daily, it's a real problem. And it affects all kinds of things like, you know, think about the C.A. Weiss model for having the community school that is going to have the, you know, the health care and the dental care and the, you know, all different kinds of things that they provide at that school. Why? Because transportation is a challenge and jobs are a challenge and getting kids just getting the kid to a doctor's appointment when you work a full-time job and don't have a car and it's all kinds of hours, like, that's hard. Anyway, so I just thought that was it's a reminder of the challenges facing certain population. There's also a comment by Mike Kohler I want to talk about for a second, but John Pickens first has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Got a tip in on 12th Avenue and Tippin headed southbound.
Stop it.
On 12th.
Did you do that on purpose?
Detour is available. Let's see here. Accident.
Relating to the tip in on tip in?
Right.
Okay,
yeah,
go on.
This is a really good tip. All right. So on 9 Mile Road, between University Parkway and Jernigan Road, we've got an accident that's happened that's backing traffic up all the way past Jernigan Road. So be aware of that. Also, I-10 westbound is down to one lane while they're doing construction between I-110 and Highway 29. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your tips on the fives.
Boo!
Jonathan Green has an opinion of your joke. He doesn't think it's as good as you do.
Boo!
All right, back. Sorry, just couldn't resist. I mean, I could have, but I chose not to. Back to the conversation at the Escambia County Commission over the CRA TIF money for the Escambia Children's Trust. Mike Kohler repeatedly brought this up, and I want to play it and then talk about it a little bit because his frustration is he feels like the kids in the nicer areas are benefiting from the Children's Trust or the kids in the city because the city has got their deal worked out and the amount of money that goes to the Children's Trust, that goes to the CRAs in the city is bigger than the slice that goes to the county. Anyway, I'm going to let him say it and then we're going to talk about it a little bit.
I just don't get how the city gets $2.4 million for their CRA, which services 55,000, and the county gets $1.1 million to service the other 280,000. I don't know how that's equitable. And I think a lot of the people that I serve love what y'all are doing, but that's not equitable. I got a lot of poor kids that would like to see some more services, and the results showing we're not getting there. And they've been that way for a long time.
Okay, but there's still details here kind of matter. And if the CRA is more in the city or the CRA in the city has flourished more, meaning the property tax values have gone up, the property values have gone up a lot more, they're going to get more money because the CRA slice of the TIF that goes from the Children's Trust is going to be higher. I mean, that just is. That's how the model works. It's not based on how many poor kids you've got. It's based on the property values in the designated CRAs. And, you know, it might look inequitable, but I don't understand the complaint exactly. Also, how many poor kids are living in the city versus living in the county? There's a lot of poor kids that live in the county. Now, is he right to raise the question of whether the Children's Trust is appropriately serving all of the kids who are going to struggle in school? Because that was the original purpose, right? The original purpose was poor kids don't do well in school, don't do well in life. Let's do what we can to help them through funding of programs that wouldn't otherwise be taken care of by the county or by the school board. Let's do stuff that's going to be different and help. And you know, yes, as much as we can. Should it be spread evenly across the whole area? It should be spread evenly across the poor populations. I would agree with that. And I don't know whether it is or it isn't. I just don't think you can measure that by saying, well, the city gets this much and the county gets this much. I'm not sure that that's the conclusion that he wants. But he built that out into, you know, what I heard as a kind of a threat. It might be premised on a fair complaint, but I'm not sure I agree with the end threat result that he brings here.
I reserve the right. I will support the interlocal, but Lindsay, I want to...
Lindsay Cannon, the executive director for the Children's Trust.
I want to work with you, and I mean it, on these West Side schools. I this is not acceptable to me, and if I don't see progress, I will challenge this board to put this on the ballot. I don't want to do that. I don't know if we have three votes, but we have got to do better. And for everyone that's part of the Children's Trust, I'm not against you. I'm for you. But I do believe in equity for all kids and poor kids on the West Side. So that's all I have.
Will you advocate for a middle school in District 3? Because we don't have one.
Stop.
Well, of course. I mean,
that's a school board issue, but yeah, I would.
I mean, where do you want me to get the school board issue?
That is a school board issue. And anyway, and what Lumen, that's the voice of Lumen May, what you heard there. What Lumen always likes to say, and I don't know that he's really wrong in saying it, but what he says is, you know, this program was advertised with pictures of brown and black kids, you know, particularly black kids, having not the outcomes that we want, and let's raise taxes so that we can help those kids. And he's concerned that now all kids are getting, you know, equally served by the Escambia Children's Trust instead of just the poor, particularly minority kids. I mean, I don't care whether they're white or black. I care whether they're poor, because I tend to agree that, you know, the kids who are already doing okay in school don't need the help. And so I'd like to see, I just want to make sure that the kids who are being helped are the ones that we voted the tax in to help. That's what I want to see. And I'd like to see as many of them helped as we possibly can and see that that's done fairly. And sometimes, look, here's the reality. Sometimes people have a program and it's for this area and they come to the Children's Trust and nobody else comes with a better program or a different program. So they have got money and they allocate it to a good program. Now, theoretically, could there have been a better program out there that would have served more of the particular kids we're targeting? Maybe. But you can only fund the actual programs that people bring to you. And you don't want to fund the ones that aren't going to work or don't work. So sometimes you may not get the ideal end services for the what you're trying to do, but you can't fund a thing that doesn't exist. And so I like Mike Kohler's attitude of we want to work with you and make it do better. But again, you got to consider all these things when you're evaluating the success of something like the Children's Trust, in my opinion. Anyway, 823 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hit it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Every Subaru at Anderson Subaru is built with quality parts and precision engineering, so you can count on your Subaru to be with you for the long road ahead. And you can count on a great rate from Anderson Subaru to help you get there. With 0% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Solterra models, with 1.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Outback models, or 2.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Crosstrek models, and 3.9% APR for 48 months on 2025 Forester models. 0%, 1.9%, 2.9%, and 3.9%. Combined with legendary reliability and longevity, there's even more reason to love a Subaru. From Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you, Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
You're at the age where you're ready to retire. You're probably considering downsizing. You've worked hard all of your life, and now it's time for you to enjoy your time. But where? There are many choices when it comes to a retirement community, but there is one you'd really want to know more about. Tune in today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas will be the guests to discuss all the great reasons to consider retiring in either retirement community. You'll be glad you did.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Prepare to qualify.
I love the look on your face.
Well,
were you just like, you're 12 years old again?
I know, I was. I was like, oh, gotta press a button.
Make the turn. Make the turn. Qualify. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Just dealing with that 9 mile road between University Parkway and Jernigan Road eastbound. We've got an accident there that's still causing some road blockage. Traffic is down to one lane in that area. So just pack your patience with that one. Also, I-10 westbound between I-110 and Highway 29. Seeing about a 9 to 12-minute delay through that area. It's just down to one lane right now, so just be aware of that. Other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
I don't think I told you, John. I went to the store the other day. I got some new luggage.
You did?
Yeah, I got a new suitcase that carries 4 patients.
Oh, boy.
So when I need to pack my patients, it'll hold 4 of them.
Mm-hmm.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
All right, then. So President Trump is putting Russia on notice that it's time to reach a peace deal with Ukraine while meeting with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte at the White House Monday. Trump said he's planning on slapping severe tariffs on Russia if there's not a deal in 50 days. It's been a while since we've had some strange Britney Spears news.
Oh, yes, please.
So she announced on Instagram recently that she adopted a beautiful baby girl, but news outlets are now reporting that she actually did not adopt a baby, and apparently she was possibly just trolling fans.
What?
Yeah, so she uploaded a video of herself dancing over the weekend and said the new baby's name is Lennon London Spears, but sources say that she was just trolling fans that there was no adoption.
It's not a cat or a dog or a fish.
So question.
Well, it could be a fish. Where do you adopt a goldfish?
David, why were you on Britney Spears' Instagram page on the weekend?
I plead the fifth.
Go on. What else you got?
The stage is set for this year's MLB All-Star Game tonight in Atlanta. The American League hoping to get its second straight victory and win its 11th of the last 12 All-Star Game contests when they take on the National League.
All right, very good. I'm looking forward to it tonight. 8:29 on News Radio 92.3. 14 kilograms of patients?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. Oh, this is kind of interesting. You know how I'm cheap, right? So when we go to the movies, we only ever go to the movies on Tuesdays when it's $6 day. You got to be part of the Regal Members Club or whatever. That's how we do. But AMC is now rolling out, I guess, half price Wednesdays and half price Tuesdays this summer. Which the neat thing about that is it would include, I assume it would include like IMAX and all the, you know, the spiffy stuff, like the real, you know, 21st century theaters and all that. So pretty good. I would think that's a good deal. Elizabeth Hurley is sharing advice online about how to capture the best, most flattering bikini photos. She says take the photo near sunrise or sunset, not sun overhead. Of course, I think that the best way to guarantee that you get a good bikini photo is to look like Elizabeth Hurley.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Energy and innovation. President Trump powering AI with an event at Pittsburgh's Carnegie Mellon.
AI data centers need a lot of energy. Western Pennsylvania has a lot of energy, natural gas. And so that is where President Trump is heading later on today with an 11-figure check. This announcement, $70 billion for new data centers, power and grid infrastructure.
Fox's Peter Ducey. President Trump puts Russia's Vladimir Putin on the clock. 50 days to work out a Ukraine ceasefire or else 100% secondary tariffs on Russia trade partners. With more U.S. weapons heading to Ukraine through the NATO pipeline, Europe foots the bill. Inflation numbers as expected up 3/10, 2.7 for the year. Not from tariffs, but from housing up again. President Trump hammering the Fed chair to cut interest rates. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 83 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies and a beautiful Tuesday morning. Well, Pensacola's new police chief will speak today for the first time since the sudden departure of Eric Randall from the police department last week. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves is holding his weekly press conference at 10 a.m. That's in just over an hour and a half now. New Police Chief Kristen Brown will be there to introduce herself, and Mayor Reeves said that he will be taking questions from the media regarding the change. An investigation underway after a man was shot at his home in Century early this morning.
We had a guy reports that he woke up and someone was in his house, and that individual shot him twice. He was transported to the hospital. At this point, the injuries do not appear life-threatening. So we're looking into that.
And that is Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. The victim reported he was sleeping. He woke up. Someone shot him in his bedroom twice. The man did survive and walked down the street to call 911. The victim said he lives alone, doesn't have a roommate, didn't see the suspect. Now, there's no word on suspects at this point. Sheriff Simmons did say random acts of violence are incredibly rare, and investigators are looking into why the suspect chose that particular house and whether it may be somebody that was possibly known to the victim. The Pensacola Beach Air Show is always the biggest event of the year. The preliminary numbers definitely support that. Estimated that 250,000 people attended the show from last Thursday until Saturday. Based on past shows, about 45% of those people would likely be area residents. Darren Schaefer with Visit Pensacola says the number that number alone would create a multi-million dollar economic impact. A Fort Walton Beach man is in custody after barricading himself inside of his home and threatening to shoot responding deputies. Happened over the weekend on Sunday. Officials say 61-year-old Roger Ismond was wanted for the battery of a 78-year-old woman. He ended up being taken into custody by the Special Response and Crisis Negotiations Unit late on Sunday night. Ismond is charged with resisting an officer and domestic violence battery on an elder. He's being held with no bond at the Okaloosa County Jail. Well, Florida's now ranked number one in the nation for protecting religious liberty through state law. This comes after a peer-reviewed comparison of all 50 states and laws that protect religious liberty by Texas-based First Liberty Institute.
4 years ago was the first one. 2 years ago, Florida wasn't even in the top five. But this year, Florida has vaulted into first place.
And that is First Liberty CEO Kelly Shackelford. The study does review many factors such as religious exemptions, protections for religious organizations and schools, and freedom for individuals to live in faith. Governor DeSantis announced the top ranking at a press conference that was held yesterday. And deputies in Okaloosa County say they nabbed a suspect that stole a pickup truck near Crestview within an hour of the theft recently. Happened on Sunday. The victim said his truck was stolen from his driveway. The suspect rammed his gate to get out. The Okaloosa Sheriff's Office says deputies were quickly given a description of that truck, and it didn't take long before it was registered on a Flock camera In the southern portion of the county, deputies stopped the vehicle in Destin around Miracle Strip Parkway and arrested 32-year-old Taryn Schaffner of Baker. He now faces multiple charges in the case, including grand theft of a vehicle and criminal mischief, as well as several habitual traffic offender violations. 835 at News Radio, 92.3, John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still dealing on Scenic Hills Drive and East 9 Mile Road. We've got a vehicle crash with roadblock. It's causing some delays there. I-10 westbound between 110 and Highway 29 is down to one lane, the right-hand lane. So definitely get over. We're still seeing about a 7 to 9 minute delay in that area. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And now our Channel 3 forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We do have mostly sunny skies today with very hot temperatures, high near 94 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. Going into the middle of the week, we're expecting some heavy showers and thunderstorms to move in as we do have a low that will be moving into the Gulf. This is going to be bringing some heavy tropical rains with the possibility of flash flooding, 80% chance of rain on Wednesday, high near 92. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Keeping that heavy rain threat around for your Thursday with a 90% chance of those heavy showers, high near 88. And by Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 77. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
It's 85 degrees right now. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Your money now. We've got a mixed open for our market this morning. The Dow is down 65 and a half points right now at 44,394. S&P is up 24 points at 62,92.55. The NASDAQ's up 174 points at 28,14.93. Our 10-year bond rate is down slightly at 2.68%. Gold prices today down 970 at 33,4970. Silver prices down a quarter at 38,49. And looking at crypto, it's mixed. Bitcoin's down 1,800 at 117,962. Ethereum's up 29.50 at 3,027. Solana's down. Dogecoin down about almost half a cent. XRP down by a penny as well. Inflation is up to the highest level since February right now, 2.7%. June numbers are out today from the Labor Department showing the Consumer Price Index, a general measure of how much people are paying for goods and services, also a key inflation indicator. It was up 0.3% from May. Well, Meta says it's cracking down on unoriginal posts on Facebook. That's posts that use other people's text, photos, or videos. More from Tammy Trujillo.
The company said it has already removed some 10 million profiles this year that were impersonating other content creators. It's also taken measures against some 500,000 accounts it said were engaged in spammy or fake behavior. The announcement comes after similar moves at YouTube, which said it was also targeting unoriginal videos, including those that have been easier to create thanks to artificial intelligence. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
The price of Mexican tomatoes might be going up. The Trump administration announced in April it was withdrawing from an agreement that set minimum prices for Mexican tomatoes imported to the U.S. The Commerce Department also announced a new anti-dumping tariff to prevent Mexican importers from flooding the market with cheap tomatoes. There's been a push for the administration to delay the tariffs for another 90 days, but Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said on Monday that the decision is in line with President Trump's trade policies and his approach with Mexico. It's 8:39, your next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping, or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, one of our newer advertisers on the program, Quality Roofing Solutions, is the folks to call whenever you need a roof done or just, you know, you want to find out, right? You might wonder, does my roof really need replacement? Does it really not? And, you know, frankly, most of the time the answer is yes, okay? Because, you know, most of the time it is. But if it's not, they'll tell you not. They'll just do a repair. But generally speaking, it's better, more cost effective. And plus, I mean, if you put money into it, you know, now and you get 3 years out of it, and then you have to replace it again in 3 years for real, the whole amount, and then you pay more anyway. Like, it's kind of, it makes more sense to replace it. But that's a kind of conversation that Brian Ward, the owner of Quality Roofing Solutions, would walk through with you, because he's talked to thousands of people about this, and they have repaired thousands of roofs here locally in the Pensacola area. Since 2006, they've been helping people get their roofs fixed. And, you know, after Sally, one of the things they found out was that it was hard to get supplies, you know? And so they actually instituted a process of, they have a warehouse here in town so that they're not as dependent on fluctuations in the supply chain. And it's all kinds of little things like that that in the end make them reliable, make them affordable, make them do quality work, which they actually will, you know, guarantee their roof for the lifetime that you've got it, which is relatively unusual. But they can do that because, you know it's going to be good quality work. A 4.9 rated on Google, qualityroofingsolutions.com, 777-0961.
Some things can steal your sunshine. Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So the story that caught my attention for today's question came from Fox Business. Headline, KFC launches bold nationwide comeback plan with free chicken buckets for all customers. Now, there are details. The detail is you got to spend $15 worth of food through the website or the app, so it's moderately inconvenient. But if you do, apparently there's a limited time offer started on Monday yesterday. Free bucket on us to anybody who does that. You got to be part of the KFC Rewards program. Again, so there's restrictions or whatever. But this led me to my question of the day, which is not, are we going to KFC for lunch?
Oh, man, really?
My question is, who's got the best fried chicken? 4-3-7. We've never had this conversation. In the 5 years or so that we've been doing the frivolous topic, we've never asked this conversation. We've had collateral conversations about fried chicken, but we've never had the conversation of who has the best fried chicken. Feel free to include anybody you like, you know, local, one of, chain, whoever. If your life is on the line and it's got to be good fried chicken, where are you going? 437-1620, 437-1620. John?
Well, I'm a Texan, and, you know, from there, and lived here forever.
We still like you. Go on.
I know. But I have to say churches.
Oh,
I grew up on it.
Church's is good fried chicken.
It's really good.
Does Church's still have that Tuesday $1.50 for two pieces deal that they had for forever and ever and ever and ever and ever?
I don't know, Mr. Cheapskate.
That's
I don't know.
Dude, I gotta feed a family of, you know, well.
Well, that's not gonna feed them.
Well, you don't do just one. I was just sad when they closed down the location on 29 across from the Walmart because that's one we used to always go to, and you know. I haven't been to a Church's in a long time, but Church's is good.
It's really good.
I grew up on Church's in Chicago.
Oh, and, they had it there too.
Yeah, Church's and okra and everything. It's good stuff. Oh, and the you know the you get the corn in the bag on the stick. That's good. That's good stuff. All right, so Church's for you. That's your answer. All right, Meg.
Okay. Well, the memory that comes back for me is living. I grew up in Atlanta.
Wait. Yes. The memory?
Well, yes. Let me finish.
Okay, go on. Sorry.
And so we had a neighbor, her name was Elizabeth, and she would bring over homemade fried chicken that was the best fried chicken in the world. And I finally asked her one, I said, what do you put in there? And she said she used to put Coca-Cola in the recipe.
Coca-Cola?
She's very Southern.
Okay.
But I never got the recipe.
Okay.
But as far as store-bought.
So your friend's fried chicken that we can never, ever try is the one you're telling us about.
I know, but you asked the question. I'm giving you my honest answer.
Fair enough. And I love that she liked you so little that she wouldn't. But some people are really particular about sharing their recipes.
My whole family, I have massive numbers of recipes, and I never received the full recipe.
That's so funny.
But I think probably from a chain store. I mean, I like Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Okay.
Actually.
They say that they're trying to win people back, that people have lost their confidence in KFC over the years, and that market share is down. They're second behind Chick-fil-A now.
You know what it is? I like them, but now other places offer fried chicken, like Publix and Walmart. I mean, all those different, there's other sources.
Lots of options,
and
right.
And they used to be the only game in town.
Mm-hmm. They definitely benefited from being the semi-monopoly for a long time.
Exactly. So that was the only place you went.
And you know what I've always been baffled about with KFC? I've always been baffled by the fact that even after they had the extra crispy, they still kept the original recipe and would ask you, has anybody ever said, oh no, original please? Has anybody ever preferred?
Do
you?
Yes, I prefer original.
Really?
And I prefer the mashed potatoes. I used to get the dinner.
Soggy and thin it is. All right, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. 9 Mile Road between University and Jernigan Road, east and westbound. We're seeing about a 5 to 7 minute delay there due to that earlier accident. And also I-10 westbound between I-110 and Highway 29. Seeing about a 7 to 9 minute delay with traffic going down to one lane, the right lane. So go ahead and get over in that lane. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. You seem to be upset with me describing the original recipe KFC as soggy and thin.
Well, here's the thing I just noticed, and I've been thinking about this, John, because I have a lot of empathy for you. But he has to have the last word, right? So I couldn't say anything because he went soggy and then went right to you. And so there I am. I can't defend it. It's not soggy. It's tasty.
I plead the fifth.
There's only one way for me to prove I don't always have to have the last word. And that's by not having it. But silence is an awkward device on the radio. Hey, if you're 64 turning 65, you're going to transition over onto Medicare, you want to get good questions answered, you want to get good perspective and take care of this, it can seem kind of apprehensive because it's new, it's different, but it's really not. A lot of people have done it. But Ricky Stewart, she can handle this. Her whole family does insurance. She does this one little part, and she's so effective. She's such a sweetheart. I've known her forever since we've lived here, and she can help you understand what's advantage, what supplement, what about prescription drugs, does Medicaid apply to you, does it not apply to you, all of that kind of stuff, okay? She can help you figure all of that out. So give her a call if you're retiring or turning 65, 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance, or look her up online at insuredbyricky.com. Okay, back to the, I guess I haven't given you my answer. I'm not going to give you my answer because my answer is the end of the conversation.
Okay.
I will have
the
last
final
word.
Oh, okay. Well, just to be fair, it's the pot calling the kettle black because I actually like to have the last word. So I just want you to know.
I want you to observe that this is me again not saying anything.
All right, okay, so I didn't mean to shut the whole show down, okay?
The dynamic is all wrong. Andrew, why won't you talk? All right, so best fried chicken, that's the question of the day. Local or chain is fine, whatever it is. 437-1620. All right, we got Five Sisters Blues Cafe. Phenomenal.
Oh, that's right.
Very, very good. It's hard to forget Five Sisters, yes. Another vote for Five Sisters food. Okay. Okay, I'm getting answers that I will not say because they are the answer. Okay? All due respect to Churches, to KFC, to Chick-fil-A. I'm surprised nobody said Chick-fil-A yet. Okay, all you want to say about Zaxby's, Guthrie's. Although, do we have a Guthrie's here locally anymore? I think they're in Fairhope is the closest. Fusackley's. I mean, there's lots of good fried chicken. Okay, I'm not saying the one that is the definitive answer to this question here locally. You don't know the answer? Don't say it
no,
if you know it.
No, I don't. I'm just
John. Do you know the answer?
I'm patiently waiting to hear what it is.
Patiently waiting. All right,
let's talk about
it.
Somebody
it
here
is.
Says Original Hopkins House. Oh, yeah. I didn't live here, but I've heard, and I wish I knew because I'm bothered. Let's see, 437-1620. Somebody says, if you're talking about places that are not around here anymore, Hopkins House is the best place for chicken. I've heard this so many times from people that it was amazing. Let's see. I'm surprised nobody said Popeyes. I'm a Popeyes. Meg, what?
Give I don't care for Popeyes.
You what now?
I don't like Popeyes particularly.
Okay, is it too spicy for you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why I go there, because it's got the flavor. but okay, you know, it's fine. Somebody says extra crispy fried.
See what I mean, John? See what I mean?
extra crispy fried at KFC for me. The hubby likes the original. somebody says, I never get the extra crispy. Wow, in all caps.
Thank you. Yikes. Thank you.
All right, Donald Trump.
Kindred spirit.
Bojangles. Okay, I think I've had Bojangles once.
They're pretty good.
With the Chewy's a little out of the area. That's actually quite good. Somebody says, I wish that KFC would bring, what does it say? I wish KFC would bring back the original flavor from my childhood. You could really taste those flavors. Interesting. I prefer original KFC, but the best local fried chicken is Apple Market. I don't think I've had. Have you had the Apple Market fried chicken?
Never had that before, okay. But now
did I say
I'm
Publix?
Hungry.
Somebody earlier texted in Publix and that disappeared off my text line. okay, I'm going to read this how it's written, and then I'm going to tell you what they meant to say. Man, I never pegged you to be a chicken slob, Andrew. What's up? It's soggy original all the way, but I think what he meant was chicken snob.
Chicken slob.
Chicken slob.
Maybe not.
Oh, Henry says McGuire's Fried Chicken Wednesday. Great batter, generous piece of chicken. Old Hopkins House, best in the area. Churches, no. KFC, let's see. The Stormobile Highway. Different. By the way, this is true. Different chain stores will be different.
True.
Without downgrading any particular Popeyes, I will say that the Popeyes on Pace is fantastic by comparison. 437-1620. Somebody says Grover's. That's good. Okay, but the answer is, you ready? I told you there's an answer to this question. David, I look like you're all, like, you stoked your mustache and everything. Like, you're into this. The answer is, and if you've never been there, I'm so sorry, but, and I've got at least five people have texted this in, so I'm not saying your answer yet because this is the answer. The answer is Dwarf Chicken.
Who?
Across the corner, up, like, one store, it's in Belmont de Villers, from Five Sisters, is a little hole-in-the-wall place called Dwarf Chicken. And all I'm telling you there is go order. You're going to have to wait. It takes about, I mean, like 25 minutes to get your fried chicken. It's worth it. Huh. It is 100%. And all the people who, I'm like, I've got six people and they text me, oh, yeah, Dwarf, it's the best. Trust me. In the sense, you know, people have to talk about Blue Dot for burgers. Okay, Dwarf is the Blue Dot of fried chicken.
Cool.
And it's right there. It's fantastic. 853 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Tired of your roof playing peekaboo with the rain? Call Quality Roofing. They fix leaks faster than your neighbor borrows your lawnmower.
Thanks, neighbor.
Whether it's storm damage or shingles gone wild, their expert team handles it all. No duct tape required. With top quality materials and service so good, even your mother-in-law will approve. Especially their lifetime workman warranty. Don't wait for your ceiling to start drip-dropping. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Quality Roofing Solutions. Because your house deserves a hat that actually fits.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Cadillac Willie, and their influences include classic rock and jam bands like Widespread Panic, Lynyrd Skynyrd, the Allman Brothers, and the Grateful Dead. Cadillac Willie also enjoys playing funky tunes by folks like James Brown, Stevie Wonder, and the Funky Meters. It's Cadillac Willie, this week at Bands on the Beach.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
No matter what you do, I shall never submit.
Rain, rain on my face. Hasn't stopped raining for days. My world is a flood. Slowly I become one with the mud. But if
I can swim. Oh man, that brings back a lot of memories from the 90s and going to all the festivals where all the Christian artists would be performing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Jars of Clay, DC Talk, Insiders, Third Day. Oh man. John, you were an attendee at many of these?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Sure.
All right, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
All right, we're back rolling accident-free right now, but if you're on I-10 westbound between I-110 and Highway 29, you're going to experience about a 7 to 9 minute delay. Traffic is down to one lane right now. Also, Davis Highway southbound approaching Olive Road. We're seeing some delays backed up all the way to the hospital, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Interesting story. Who was this? Forbes, maybe? Is that who had this? That wealthy individuals around the nation are buying homes in states their kids want to go to school in so that they can get in-state tuition.
Pretty smart, actually.
It is, although I wonder what the rules are. I think, I don't know if it's a residence, if it's homestead. You know, does the kid have to live there, the adult have to live there, whatever. But Realtor.com was the source of the story. But yeah, I mean, you know, public four-year undergraduate degrees have an average out-of-state tuition of $28,000 versus just under 10 for in-state across all states. And you know what made me the saddest about this story? The saddest thing about this story to me was that they mentioned us. I keep telling people not to mention Florida. Because Florida has a ridiculous deal on in-state tuition. It's $6,000, period. At FSU, at Florida, at UWF, at UCF, I mean, wherever you go, it doesn't matter. It's all $6,000. And, of course, if you're an in-state and you live here, you can get Bright Futures, you can get it for free. And I try not to tell too many people because I don't want everybody to know. We've got this amazing deal on education here in the state of Florida. But, yeah, we got name-checked in there. Texas. 24,000 out of state, $8,000 in state. Connecticut, 38,000 out of state, 16 in state. I was stunned. I don't remember. I didn't look up the number recently, but I was stunned to find out that, you know, my alma mater, University of Illinois, I mean, it's like in state is like $20,000. Like, what? Are you kidding? Anyway, let's see. What was the one I was, there was another one I was looking at. Anyway, this is the idea is that if you buy them a house based on the $20,000 or $30,000 a year you're saving, by the time they graduate, you've probably paid for half the house or, you know, a significant portion of the house, and then they have a house. There's actually, basically offerings online where they'll say near so-and-so university kind of thing is an idea. I don't know. I thought that was an interesting strategy, especially based on the difference between in-state and out-of-state. Never tell you why. I was going to go to Berkeley as an undergrad. I got into Berkeley. Yeah. I also applied to Brown. I was a raging liberal in high school. I was going to go to Berkeley, and I got accepted at Berkeley, and the only reason I didn't go to Berkeley is because I knew I wouldn't have housing, because out of state, they can't guarantee it, and in San Francisco, it's very geographically constrained, and I just didn't want to go all the way across the country to try to get housing in California, so I didn't go to Berkeley. I went to U of I instead.
And interesting.
I'm so glad. Hey, speaking of houses, you know, if you need to buy a house for your kid, I don't know, or for yourself, or you're selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, they're fantastic at all of this. They can help you understand the market, what it's doing, what's normal, and what's not normal to ask for. You know, like you might think, well, can I ask for that? And they'll tell you yes or no. Or they'll say, well, you can try, and they might say no. Or somebody's asking you, like, you got to replace that water heater, and you're like, the what I do? And they'll say, yeah. Yeah, that's really normal these days because they can't get insurance unless the water heater is of a certain age or less. And the point is, when you do a lot of real estate transactions, just the sheer number at 165 last year, the sheer number gives you a level of knowledge and experience that, you know, if you do a few a year, that's great, but it's just not the same level of experience, and that's what you're really counting on. Call her to do a deal. Call her just to ask questions and say, hey, Andrew's always raving about you. Are you really that cool? And she'll be like, I mean, I don't know what she'll say. Ask her. It'd be kind of cute because I mean, she just didn't hear yesterday. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. Ooh, want to learn about gardening? The expert is here, The Garden Line. Coming up next on Pep Talk with Mike Wiggins, former mayor of the great city of Pensacola, and Meg. We'll take you through it.